Let's welcome Scott Trout back to the program, CEO of Cordell and Cordell. Scott, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back here. It's been a while, and I wanted to chat with you because, sadly, when you see the stats every year, the January, and I guess you can confirm this, is if not the biggest, certainly one of the biggest months for divorces, right?
It is. They call January the divorce month in the world, actually.
Wow. And one of the theories is, okay, most people say, okay, I'm going to get through the holidays, maybe for the kids or maybe just because there's so much going on. But after that, here we, it's like a New Year's resolution, I guess, huh?
It is. You know, they get caught up, you know, before January and the holidays. They see, you know, pretty lights, you know, joyous music, merriment, and they believe they can actually make the relationship work. But once, you know, the clock strikes midnight on January 1, the real life problems start piling up again, and reality kicks in, and they realize that it's not going to work. They give it a go, but then they, you know, you see this huge increase and spike in divorce rates starting January, carrying all the way, peaking into March.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the reasons I wanted to flesh this out a little bit, Scott, is because, you know, we've heard Joe Cordell saying in your ads, you know, about check your partner's social media activity. And I saw this item the other day about January 1st apparently is a huge day for signups on the dating websites. And a lot of people who do the signing up are already married, getting ready to get a divorce. So what's the, what do you recommend to clients or people looking, facing a divorce? How should they navigate that? What should they be looking for?
You know, we all tell our clients, get off of social media. I mean, there's nothing good that can come about utilizing it when you're going through a divorce or contemplating it. But, you know, when our clients come in the door, we, you know, troll that for them. We look at it because inevitably, you do see an increase in dating website applications as well as the use of Facebook and Instagram. And there's all kinds of material in there. You know, 51 or 2% of the divorce attorneys are utilizing social media in their cases in trials, you know, whether it be posts about bashing your ex or, you know, bragging about a job that you claim you don't have or vacations. There is a treasure trove of information on social media because everyone has a smartphone and everyone's got their head down in that smartphone using social media. It's really a negative when, you know, for your client, you just don't want to use it. There's nothing that can really be positive.
Right. And it's not just about cheating necessarily, is it? I mean, it could be financial implications, that kind of thing.
Yeah, oversharing. We tell our clients, don't overshare. If you're going to use it, you can't break off of it. Stop posting things about bonuses or cars that you're buying or trips that you're taking, perhaps with a, quote, friend. And then your friend posts pictures of you on her site. And it isn't just about cheating, but it's, again, you say, I can't afford child support payments, but you buy yourself a brand new BMW. I can take any picture and turn that into a terrible moment for you on the stand.
Right. How does, I'm not asked this question really, because I think the industry, if you will, has evolved, the divorce industry, because there are law firms and lawyers specializing in it. But has it changed and evolved over the years, Scott, because of social media? Because of changing attitudes?
It has. I mean, social media really turned everything around in divorce. It became, one, maybe a little bit more salacious, because your life is now online, not just for a moment, but for history. You know, you can tell kids that, you know, when they're going into college and for jobs, too, that divorce really is. It's a moment permanently engraved in history when you're posting something online. And it really is even more salacious than it ever has been, because your life is shared, you know, fully and with pictures and statements.
By the way, Scott, doing the work that you do in your career every day, is there one thing that you would say to single people before they get married, after all you've learned about divorce?
You know, I tell my wife it's the best marriage counseling ever. It makes you never want to go through a divorce.
Yeah.
Because it is a terrible moment. It's the most stressful, both financially, physically, and psychologically. But, you know, now we see that the marriage rate's actually declining because we have single people really thinking about whether or not this is something they want to do, considering that the divorce rate's over 51%. And so the best recommendation is really make sure you know what you're getting into. And it is an effort. It's a daily effort to make sure you make it through, because divorce is something you never want to face.
Yeah. Well, good to have you on. Scott, thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks, Gary.
Appreciate it very much. You bet. Scott Trout, CEO of Cordell and Cordell.